Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And it's as though the markets around the world are gorged with news of all kinds. Good news, bad news, record interest rates going down, going up. Markets have opened this morning on Wall Street, and they're sort of stalled. The Dow opened significantly lower, over 1%, and now is bouncing around at about a little under 1% down. The question is, with low volumes and a sense of where do we go from here being less clear than ever before, the markets seem to be responding with a big yawn to the news yesterday that the Fed has reduced its key interest rate to between 0 and 0.25%. Joining us now to discuss the market's reaction to all of this is Gretchen Morgenson, assistant business and financial editor and a columnist at the New York Times. Gretchen, thanks for coming back to the program.
Sure, John. How are you?
Fine. The volumes are kind of low. It's an end of year sort of gray moment for the markets. It seems as though the markets really don't know what to do with the Fed announcement yesterday.
Well, of course, yesterday they were up big on the announcement itself. But, you know, what I think happens often is that a lot of traders sort of act first and think later. In this case, I think what the markets are telling you this morning and their sort of doldrums reaction is that the question is the Fed's move to drop interest rates to these unprecedented levels or almost unprecedented levels going to do any good? I mean, it really is all about getting the wheels of commerce moving through the lending by major banks. And while the Fed can encourage banks to lend by dropping rates and making the banks' spread or earnings, you know, higher based on the interest rates that they charge their customers, they really can't force them to lend. And we know, I think a lot of us out there, consumers and businesses, understand that credit is tighter and lending is not going on. So the Fed can drop rates all they want. If the banks don't lend, it really isn't going to get the economy moving again.
Well, we spoke with a former Fed official yesterday who said that the Fed's other levers are going to be tried now, which include buying assets to try to boost lending in other sorts of ways. Maybe the Fed is actually signaling stop paying attention to interest rates and the market is responding in some way.
Well, I think that that's a good idea to buy some of those securities to sort of liquefy the banks. But I also think that there is a worry, of course, that all of these actions are going to have a consequence further down the line, whether it be, you know, a depreciation of the dollar, because obviously the more dollars that are out in the system, the less value those dollars carry. You know, this is obviously a problem that we are trying to deal with on the short term, immediate, to get banks lending, to get commerce going again, but also it will have really brutal consequences longer term down the road. And so is the Fed, you know, aware and will they, you know, sort of bring back in this easy money attitude when they need to prevent inflation from coming back?
Is there a clock ticking on that? If we don't get the stimulus, will the dollar fall precipitously early next year? And we just have a few seconds, Gretchen.
Well, I think the dollar is already falling because the rates have dropped so low. And so, you know, you've got that problem. So it is possible entirely that it will continue.
Clock ticking and markets still not clear on direction. Gretchen Morgenson, assistant business and financial editor and columnist for The New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.